Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, November 22nd, 2014. Today he is once again talking to us about the closeness of our awakening. Again, I will share with you our complete communication. This is not a time for condemnation and punishment. Me. Good evening, dear Jesus. Thank you very much for your last message. Is this a good time to start a new one? I think I'm relaxed enough if you are free and willing. Jesus. Good evening, John. Yes, I'm ready, willing, and enthusiastic about the idea. There is so much to tell because so much is happening. Yes, it really is. Glorious delight is in store for you all soon. Me. Well, there has been so much disappointment that it's now way past the time to reverse the flow and give everyone an amazing and uplifting Thanksgiving. Please go ahead. Surprise me. Yes, there is a touch of cynicism there. Forgive me, but in human 3D terms, it seems that we have been waiting forever and forever. Jesus, the event for which you have all been waiting so patiently and hopefully is very nearly upon you. Amazing developments have occurred over the last few days, and those who would maintain the status quo, poverty, misery, suffering, and enslavement of all but a tiny elite, have lost their influence and their power to control events. Yes, that has happened. The old order is crumbling away rapidly, and with them the structures that have kept humanity tied to the treadmill of work and debt. I feel your doubt strongly, but I assure you that amazing developments have taken place, and what they entail will very shortly be widely published for all to see. The tsunami of love, as you have been told, is extremely powerful and has enveloped all in its loving embrace. And the inevitable results of being held in that embrace are soon to be revealed to an astonished world. Its power is gentle, but totally pervasive. None have escaped its enthusiastic and uplifting influence. All hearts have opened to it and been inspired. Love is now the predominant energy being experienced and felt all across the entire planet. Despite the mainstream media reports of escalating conflict in many parts of the world, political, military, religious, and financial, this is not the real situation at all. There is a desperate effort being made by those who have been in control of the world's resources, the political powers, not the elected representatives who are nearly all in the service of the insanely wealthy, industrial powers, military powers, and controllers of Earth's energy resources, to convince you that nothing has changed by using the mainstream media, which they own, to distribute their messages of alarm, threatening impending doom unless you support them. But due to the freedom of expression and the flow of information through the World Wide Web, these efforts are failing dismally. The mainstream media will not for much longer be playing the tunes that the Dark Ones ordered them to play. In fact, the tunes are already changing. Listen, watch, and be uplifted because the controllers have finally lost control. They know it, and they are stunned. They truly believed that nothing would change unless they ordered it. And they are now finding daily that this arrogant presumption is utterly wrong. It is very difficult for them to understand because they have held the reins of power on Earth for so long that they believed themselves invincible. Hidden in darkness, manipulating and controlling nations, multinational organizations, political parties, and religious establishments, they believed that no one could threaten them, let alone unseat them. They are now realizing that their moment has come and gone, that their deceit and corruption has been uncovered and publicized, and that no one will raise a finger to support or protect them from public notoriety as their crimes against humanity are made known to all. However, this is not a time for condemnation and punishment, because those who have abused you and who have abused your trust in them are themselves very severely damaged souls who need your compassion. Not to offer it is basically an attempt to replace them with others who are apparently of the light and who will judge and condemn them to the delighted cries of the masses, and in so doing take their places. If this happens, their light will fade rapidly as the power they suddenly find themselves holding corrupts them absolutely. But that will not happen. The way forwards, as always, is in love. Anything that is not in perfect alignment with love is unreal, corrupting, and corruptible. As the old order falls, rejoice, but do not attempt to replace it, no matter how seductive and enlightened the offered replacements appear to be. A very wise man some years ago wrote a book called Small is Beautiful, and on earth this is a truism that has been neglected, ignored, denied, and ridden over roughshod with disastrous results for humanity and the planet. Now is the time for communities to come together to resolve all their local issues in a wise and loving fashion. With loving intent, honesty, and integrity on all sides, this can be achieved very easily indeed, because all issues are local issues. However, when they are raised to international status, as has often happened, they become insoluble, because along the way they collect detritus of a most unsavory nature, hidden agendas, divisive agendas, corrupt agendas, good but unworkable intentions, and multitudinous lobbying then occurs to distract and divert attention from those original issues. If issues are easily resolved, those who gain from drawing them out lose out. So it is very much in the interests of the wheelers and dealers, the lobbyists, to turn local issues into regional, national, or international issues that apparently require supermen or superwomen of great intelligence to resolve them. Release your beliefs that others of greater intelligence are needed to organize and run human society in a safe and civilized fashion through the power which you invest in them when you mistakenly give them yours. All that they will do, as they have done in the past, is establish a system that grants them privileges, claiming them as their right for establishing and maintaining order in society, which they insist will collapse without their presence and wisdom. This is a fallacy. History shows this very clearly. But humans through the ages have happily given their power away, as they did not wish to bother with their communal responsibilities, being either too busy with their own selfish agendas, or too busy eking out a living, because in their impoverishment all their efforts and energy were required to do just that. This is no longer to be the case. All will be provided for most abundantly with everything they need to maintain a comfortable and satisfying lifestyle, thus freeing them to develop their individual creative talents for their own enjoyment and for the benefit of all. The time has come for you to truly live free and follow your bliss. When the interminable stress and anxiety of survival as presently experienced by the vast majority of humanity is removed, people will start to uncover an amazing array of creative talents, talents that most of them were totally unaware that they possessed. That is what the Golden Age is all about, living in perpetual peace and security, because the energy field in which you are all totally and eternally enveloped is love, which always provides for you abundantly. In that state of utter and unrestricted freedom to be yourselves, your talents will blossom as you discard the masks you felt you had to present to the world to be acceptable to it. You will realize that you are acceptable, infinitely acceptable, and that that has always been the case, and your joy will be boundless as you interact freely and creatively with all your brothers and sisters in a grand and ongoing, extremely creative celebration of life. Your loving brother, Jesus.